houses, or those four houses would go directly out onto Bee Creek.
Who owns the easement?
I don't.
I wouldn't mind the first six lots, but the other until you got the easement situation straightened out, come back and for the other two parcels. That's my opinion.
Any other questions for the applicant? Scott, just for clarification, if they were duplexes and not triplexes, would that, could that fall under R1 or would that?
That would need to be R2.
That would be R2.
Mm-hmm. Triplex caused it to be the R3.
R3.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something. Are there comments, questions for the applicant or amongst ourselves? Discussion?
Is that enough easement to get back there? I mean, according to the rules, you're going to run back there to that last piece of property. Is that going to meet the code?
That'll be 50 foot.
Okay, so that easement doesn't get that better at the end. I personally don't see how we can approve it until we know how he's going to get in there.
Any other comments, questions?
I'd be for the first six lots. Change it. Right there is on Bee Creek and Church Road for a single family.
So if we added 10-foot easement off of our property and made that an easement, that
who does own the easement?
I don't know.
Do you have a right to use it, or is it?
I'd say it would run with the property, but for this one, that's
yeah. I mean, it's obviously designed to catch that one in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So on this plat, it shows the lot lines as being, here's my parcel dimensions. And it shows this line as being 140. It shows that easement being 40 feet this direction.
Yes.
So the easement sets all on the Wilson property. Of course, these are all things that would have to come through before I could sign the plat.
Sure.
I don't know that it's a zoning change. That zoning would just allow them to be able to present me the plat to look at for the subdivision regulations. And they have to get driveway permits from Road and Bridge off of Church and Bee Creek before I could sign this plat.
So, Mr. Burkholder, right now you access on that easement to your house?
Correct. The elevation between the bottom part of Church Road, the way it dips down and goes up, is probably a good 20 feet. Doesn't show up on the two-dimensional.
Is there enough information for someone to make a motion or a further discussion?
Can we make a motion to just be part of it? We could do.
I didn't hear his question.
To just do a portion of the property.
You have to vote on the proposal. On the proposal
thing.
I've got another question. Would it kill you to go to R1 on it and not do your multifamilies and just do single families? I mean, I appreciate what you got with your project and how many units you can sell them. It's got to be profitable or you can't do it.
Well, I think we would consider R2 maybe, where we could do the duplexes. But
can you tell me on your triplexes, how many total units were you thinking about putting on those other two parcels that aren't the single family?
We had planned for two triplexes.
Two?
Mm-hmm. We have no plans for that in the back right now, and not that I know of coming up at all. It's just that front parcel is what we're looking at.
But sooner or later, there will be a plan for the back parcel.
Oh, yeah, there'll be, yeah, if they sell good, you might be able to put 10 in there.
Exactly.
And that, yeah, that's it.
Somebody paying taxes on it, they'll want to do something with it.
Well, yeah.
And then something for the Planning Commission to remember is on a zoning change request, this is going to rezone that parcel to X. It's not really going to limit how many. Then it's going to fall under impervious surface and road right-of-ways. That would all, so once that's zoned from O to R3 or R2 or R1, that's the use they can do if they can meet all the other criteria. Mm-hmm. For a building permit, et cetera. You won't be able to say only X amount. Mm-hmm. I mean, these lots are at 80, 200, and 80, 100 square feet, which meets the 8,000 square foot lot minimum.
Right.
Yeah. So this density matches the density in the subdivision regulations for sewer. But we haven't looked at that blank parcel in the back.
So if you approve it and it still has to go through him, and we would have to widen that easement in order to even get approved from him to do this. Okay.
Well, in fact, this whole plat would have to come through the Planning Commission. It's more than six lots. I mean, it's another step.
Right.
They would have to approve the plat. So you'll have a whole nother hearing for plat approval. But that needs to be rezoned before you bring the plat to them.
Got it.
Yeah. So this is the first step. Then all this that you're talking about will come in a separate meeting when they apply for plat approval.
I go along with the six lots right now for approval.
We have to do the whole parcel, right?
Yeah, this is one. It's not subdivided out yet, so you're going to have to change the zoning on this whole parcel.
I think my personal opinion, I would lean towards R2 versus R3 as a potential compromise, but I struggle with R3 based on the location and description. Which that would
all you do that.
This is purely a zoning request, I guess. What we're as Scott mentioned, it would be determined by several factors, right?
Yeah, I'll have to look at the density for R2 duplexes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're not going to go to the expense of giving us a plat until you know whether or not you're going to get zoned.
Exactly.
Where's the closest multifamilies to that parcel? A bunch of them in the south.
To the east?
Has pretty good size to the east.
There's some down Timber Ridge.
This yellow is, well, this is zoned R2. I don't have an R3 that's showing up on here. This bright yellow is R2. R1.
Any more questions, discussion?
Oh, right here. Sorry, George. The hatched.
Okay.
The hatched is R3.
Yeah.
That's the Bumblebee Apartments.
Yeah.
But we're still faced with the road easement, and to make a larger road easement, then whether we would still have enough property left over to do what he's wanting?
They'll have to bring you a plat. You'll have to approve the plat at such time. You'll be looking at that road easement and the size of the lots and the access to each lot. Can each lot get a driveway permit through Taney County Road and Bridge? But if it's left as I'm sure the plat to subdivide that would be different than a residential plat. So the plat needs to come in behind after the zoning is determined.
Yeah.
Well, it's presented as an O to R3, so do we want to consider voting on that, what's being presented to us?
Even though it says single family, if we change the zoning to R3, that means you can put
Yep.
Based on the plat, yeah.
Based on plat. Right now, he's asking for rezoning of all the property to a R3.
Correct. Need to move forward. So do we any further discussion or enough information to start a motion that can lead to further discussion?
And then just to remind the Planning Commission, any motion is just to recommend approval or denial of an application for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by the applicants for the parcel to rezone from O to R3, R2, R1 in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. You are not changing this zoning tonight. It'll come before the County Commission for the final decision. You'll either recommend approval or denial of this application or amend it to what you feel.
The whole parcel
to the you're gonna make recommendation to approve it as R3, R2, R1 or deny it completely.
Yeah, we can't piece it out. I mean, we can't say
no, you can't.
No, but the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's,
why can't you piece it out?
Because it's one big parcel now. If they came to you with it already subdivided and you had those separate parcels, you could do that. But this is one parcel. And zoning is parcel specific. Nope. It's just in theory. It's a draft. Which in such time, if you guys zoned it in a certain district, they do subdivide it, then they would have the ability to bring certain parcels back through to rezone a parcel from one zoning district to another.